Hello, and welcome to the podcast, An Intelligent Look at Terrorism. I'm your host, Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. This is the second in a series which I'm calling Quick Hits, which are shorter part podcasts looking at current events in the world of terrorism and counterterrorism. And in this episode, I want to look at a series of arrests that took place in Copenhagen in Denmark on Wednesday of this week, so December the 11th, 2019, in which Danish police arrested 20 individuals in what they are labeling a major anti-terrorism operation at several locations in Denmark, and Denmark's not a very big country, eight of whom have already appeared before court and been charged. According to Copenhagen police, the arrested individuals had acquired components for making explosives or attempts to acquire firearms. And the initial indication from the police is that the motivation behind this planned attack was Islamist extremism. The Danish Security Service, the PET, noted that there was a network with ties to what they call militant Islamic sympathizers who were preparing attacks on Danish soil. It's important to note that under Danish law, terrorism, what's called the terror paragraph within their criminal code, notes that actions such as murder, attempted murder, violence, arson, and kidnapping will be viewed as terrorism if their intention is to seriously frighten the public. This, of course, is a very different way of looking at terrorism than we here in Canada do. We don't necessarily talk about fear and intimidation. We talk about motivation being political, ideological, or religious. This is a great coup for the Danish police and the Danish Security Intelligence Service, the PET. I had many very fruitful meetings with the PET in Copenhagen. They are a very competent security service in Denmark. What is interesting about this story as it broke this week were two things. One is that Denmark is not normally a European country with which one associates acts of terrorism, but there have been a number of plots over the past 20 years or so in Denmark, planned or, in one case, carried out by Islamist extremists. And the most interesting part of this was that there were several attacks planned, one successfully carried out, in the aftermath of cartoons, satirical drawings of Muslims or of Islam or of Islamist extremists. You think of the Charlie Hebdo attacks a couple years ago in France. Well, in 2010, the Danish police were able to foil a plot that was planned against Jyllands-Posten, which was a Danish publisher which had carried the controversial Muhammad cartoons back in 2005. Nothing happened in that particular event. In 2015, there was an actual shooting in Copenhagen in February on Valentine's Day of all days, and it was at an art exhibit called Art, Blasphemy, and Freedom of Expression. Two people were killed, as was the perpetrator. And there have been other plots that the Danes have, in fact, foiled due to their intelligence and law enforcement services. So Denmark, again, doesn't rank up there at the top of threats, terrorist threats, when it comes to Islamist extremism. But as the arrest showed this week, it certainly isn't immune from those types of attacks. The second interesting thing about Denmark, which my listeners may not be all that familiar with, is the fact that Denmark has been at the vanguard of a so-called de-radicalization program out of the city of Aarhus, major city in Denmark. And this program has been in effect for a number of years, and it seeks to look at radicalized Muslims, either those who have been charged and or convicted. It's looking at returning foreign fighters. There have been some Danes that have gone and fought with Islamic State in Syria and Iraq, or just people on the pathway to radicalization. And the program has been widely studied, it is widely cited around the world as being a success. The recidivism rate, as far as I've seen it, is fairly low. And so the Danes seem to have found the magic bullet to radicalization and what to do about it. I still remain not skeptical, but not convinced. I commend the Danish government for this program, but I think a lot more long-term data is required to see if what they're doing is actually effective and if they are, in fact, succeeding in de-radicalizing people, a term that I have a real hard time with. The good news, though, is that thanks to the efforts of Danish authorities, what looks to be a very serious terrorist plot has in fact been thwarted. The perpetrators were not successful in carrying out their plans. It's not clear, at least immediately, when those plans are supposed to be carried out. But nevertheless, kudos to Denmark, kudos to the Danish police, and kudos to the security service in preventing unnecessary death and destruction. I want to end this podcast by reminding my listeners that you can subscribe to all the content found on BorealisThreatenBrist.com. You can subscribe to my written Today in Terrorism series, perspectives, other articles. My website also features radio interviews, TV interviews, and other podcasts such as the Longer and Intelligent Look at Terrorism podcast, as well as these shorter quick hits. I'd love for you to subscribe and give me feedback on what you're hearing, what you're reading, what you're listening to, and suggest other topics that you'd like me to broach in the future. I'm more than open for more ideas in this regard, so I look forward to hearing from you. As always, you can reach me on borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can leave comments on my webpage, www.borealisthreatenedrisk.com. You can reach me on LinkedIn, on Facebook, or on Twitter. I'll talk to you again very, very soon with another quick hit on another attack that has just taken place, this time in the United States. But until then, stay safe.